Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You may know me from the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm one of three hosts on that show. There's myself, there's Andy Webb, and there's Al Gordon. So yes, there are two shows. Many of you do not realize that. There's the Del Walmsley Radio Show, and there's the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We both focus on real estate investing. Obviously, Del has his own show, and he is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and Del taught me how to invest in real estate. And I took his message and applied it and, quite frankly, changed my life. Now, how can you find the other shows? Well, the easy way, go to YouTube. We have our own channel on YouTube, Lifestyles Unlimited, or type in Del Walmsley. My favorite way is your favorite podcast app on a smartphone. Or as always, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button and you'll find the other shows there. If you missed me yesterday, I spent some time boiling down just what it is that we do as real estate investors, and it's not as generic as buy single-family property, rehab single-family property, rent single-family property to good person, or the same with multifamily. It's just not that generic. What it is in a nutshell is we buy cash flow, and I'd like to give you an example from one of my multifamily investments. I went in this investment May 30th, 2018 for $75,000. So it's been just over 5 years now. This particular deal has paid $67,492 to date. And I'll get another check next month. So that $67,492 is growing. Now, if you were to annualize those numbers at 67,492 divided by 5 years, that'd give you approximately 13,500 per year. Now, as a percentage of the investment, because that's how we always measure this, right? What's your return? Well, 13,5 divided by 75,000. Well, that's 18% annualized. 18% annualized. This is just one deal. Tax-free, by the way, I might add. So that 18 feels, I don't know, like a 22, a 23% return, somewhere in there. So essentially I spent, and I don't like the word spent, I invested $75,000 and to date have received about $67,500 back. I purchased cash flow. And you know what's beautiful? I still have that $75,000 in the deal. It is still providing cash flow on an annual basis. So can you see what it is that we do as a real estate investor? We are buying cash flow. So I'm not going to go into that subject again. If you want to hear that show in its entirety, you can find it on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or our website. Now, on today's show, I'm going to share the most important concepts I have learned as a real estate investor. Thanks to Lifestyles Unlimited. Thanks to the mentors. Thanks to the education. Thanks to Del Walmsley. And Del Walmsley taught me himself personally 9 years ago. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Thanks to the other members who I now call my friends. I learn plenty from other real estate investors, quite a bit. But the concept here is you never stop learning. You're always learning. You're always moving forward. You're always picking up best practices and talking to folks, because as the market changes and evolves, we adjust our strategy. That's how we're always staying in front of this. That's what makes us literally, quite frankly, the best investors in the country you will find at Lifestyles Unlimited. So I hope you can stick with me for the entirety of the show, and I will share those concepts with you. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family properties and apartment communities. And again, I started right after I learned from Del Walmsley himself. When was that? That was at the Financial Freedom Seminar, May 18th and May 19th of 2013, 9 short years ago. What is that seminar? The Financial Freedom Seminar is where you, as a member, attend. I recommend in person, although we do have it online. But if you attend in person, it's 2 days. It's a Saturday and it's a Sunday. And it's 8 hours. On Saturday, you will learn everything you need to know to begin investing in single-family properties. And on Sunday, 8 hours, you will learn everything you need to know about investing in multifamily properties. That online, the online session, they break it into 4 sessions if you can't attend personally in one of the cities where we host the seminar. And go online, you'll find it. We host it all over the country, so you should be able to find a place close to you. But if you can't make it, we do have that online opportunity, and it's 4 separate 4-hour sessions. But when I was in that first Financial Freedom Seminar way back in 2013, I have 2 solid memories I'm going to share with you from that particular seminar. Now, I've taken this seminar 4 times. I'm going to take it my 5th time in August. Why would I take this over and over? Again, you never stop learning. There's always something you're going to pick up that maybe you forgot about, or frankly, what'll happen is you'll see a subject from a different perspective, a perspective that maybe you hadn't considered before. And then as we grow, as our portfolio grows, as our experience grows, our perspective changes, obviously. So we get to see different angles and really just remain sharp at what we do. Of these 2 memories from the seminar, the first one, looking back again from that perspective, I'm looking back 9 years later as a solid real estate investor. It's kind of funny. At the time, it was an absolute gut punch. I mean, it was wham. I mean, it shocked me. So here I am. It's the Saturday, and we're about to break for lunch. And like I said, Dell's teaching the class, and Dell's a big, bold individual, and he's up in front, and he says, "Hey, I've got room in my car. I can put 3 people in when we go to lunch." He says, "Why don't you all get together and everybody kind of ride with one another? There's a restaurant not too far from the Dallas office. I can take 3." Well, I think I was sitting in the second row of the class, so I was pretty close. And so, bam, immediately shot my hand up. Yeah, I'd like to ride with you because, heck, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm taking this financial freedom seminar, I want to get as much out of it as I can. I'd like to meet the host. I'd like to learn more about what I don't know. And I knew it would give me an opportunity to talk to Dell. So anyway, we walk out and we get in, I believe it's a Tahoe, something like that. There's 3 of us. I'm in the back seat, guy in the front, and somebody else to my right. And Dale's making small talk and, you know, what's your name and what are you doing and why'd you come and that sort of thing. And I was so excited. I was like, wow, because I was the guy who had the bright idea to, I owned a rent house prior to coming to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I was so excited about it. I had it in a self-directed IRA and I bought really a much nicer house than I probably should have, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And I'm explaining to Dale, yeah, I've got this rent house and we've got people in it and it's super nice and it's in my IRA and it's worth this. And he just glances into the rearview mirror and we make eye contact and he looks at me and he says, "Well, that's a really dumb idea. You need to sell the house and get rid of the IRA." I mean, just like that. Now, saying that on the radio doesn't have as much impact as it did at the moment, but I need you to understand where I was coming from at that stage in my life. I had been the 20-year corporate guy who fed the 401k, fed the IRA, got a little frustrated and said, "Hey, here's the bright idea. I'm going to use my IRA because that's where my bag of money is, and I'm going to buy this awesome rent house, and I'm start getting into the rental game." If you have any questions or comments, Want to ask how to get started? You want to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited? Please send me an email. I do respond personally to each and every email I get, and really happy to get email from our listeners. I enjoy it, and I'm happy to help out. And anything I can do, please reach out. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So I was talking about when I took the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Seminar the first time when I first joined Lifestyles Unlimited. That was in 2013, 9 short years ago. I started with one property. Now I'm a partner in quite a few properties. It grows every year, and I don't want to say it's hard to believe, because it's easy to believe, because there's a lot of people just like me, and they have done way more than I have. But I guess where I'm going is, maybe I didn't think I would be where I am today, 9 years later. Now, what made that happen? Really, there's no secret sauce. I just paid attention, learned the concepts, understood the education, did what essentially we were taught to do. Did I make some mistakes? Yeah, we all make mistakes. Real estate's very forgiving, but we have an entire team. We've got our mentors. We've got other members. We've got our lenders are on board with us, real estate agents. And it's not hard to correct, course correct, right? Isn't that a military saying? You're course correcting as you're going. And so it just grew and grew and grew. And each year is better than the next year. And it's all very, very exciting. And I don't stress over the economy. I don't stress over recessions. And it was that recession in 2008 to 2010 that caused me to even glance at real estate. And I knew it was going to be a process. I tried it on my own, and it was a process. And then once I found a proper path, a map, right, a roadmap, do this, not this, it became so much simpler, and just has expanded. It's pretty incredible. So I'm sitting in that 2-day financial freedom seminar where I learned this information for the first time. And there's a concept that I learned while at that seminar that just might be the most important financial concept I have ever learned in my life. In fact, I have done an entire radio show on this concept. I've had guests on the show, and the concept gets mentioned. It gets brought up, and we discuss it. What is that concept? RONW, return on net worth. What is your return on net worth? So the concept, really, it's your net worth paying you rather than you paying your net worth. Okay? Then your net worth paying you rather than you paying your net worth. Follow me here. When I say you paying your net worth, what do I mean? Well, you listening to me right now, you're out there and you had money deducted from your paycheck this month that automatically went to your 401k or your IRA. Did it not? I know it did. Many of you out there listening to me now, you paid extra on your mortgage of your house. Now, these are both things that you've been told and taught and preached to by people very close to you, friends, family, coworkers, that said, this is the right thing to do. This is how you get ahead. And so you've done it. But what are you doing? You're paying your net worth. How much did the equity in your house pay you last month? Zero. How much did your 401k pay you last month? Zero. How much did your IRA pay you last month? Zero. So we're in class and we do this exercise on day one, and they still do it in the class today. You don't need to take the Financial Freedom Seminar where Dale teaches it to get this concept. This is in every class, whether it's David Fisher that's teaching it. I think Chris Wyatt is one of our teachers now. Ed Faulkner, I don't know if he's still teaching, but we have several folks that travel across the country, and they do the Financial Freedom Seminar in different cities. So if you go online, Lifestyles Unlimited, you can find it, pick it up. It's pretty incredible. It's 16 hours. But the exercise is first determine your net worth, right? And some of you are going to do this as you're listening to me now. Write it down. I've got this much in savings. Here's how much is in my checking account. Here's how much equity I have in the house. I own 2 acres of land, wherever. That's worth X. You know, take today's value, not what you think it's worth. Take an actual value. Really, just be honest and figure out your net worth. How much is in your IRA? How much is in your 401k? If you've got a whole life insurance, all of that stuff. Boom, come up with that number. And then in the other column, come up with how much passive income you have coming in. And many of you are going to go, passive income? What's that? And that's kind of what I was saying in 2013. What do you mean, how much passive income do I have coming in? Well, it's your interest on your savings account. So go ahead and whatever your savings account is times, you know, it's less than 1%, 0.05 if you're lucky. I don't know, 0.01. I mean, I think I got 19 cents in my checking account as interest or what have you. It's minuscule, okay? It's minuscule. But what else could be passive income? Royalties. You know, maybe some of you have written a book or you're in media somehow and you're getting royalty on something you did. That's passive income. If you have, ding, ding, rental property, how about that? Those of you that do have rental property, put that down there, whatever that is, and annualize it, okay? Because we're going with the net worth, and we want to find out what our net worth is paying you. That number, for the majority of Americans, and I think my number literally, and I'm not exaggerating, was somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.0005, something like that. It was horrible if the idea is to have something substantial here. And I'm going to give you a good example later on, but just follow along. Most Americans, and by most Americans, I'm going to say 75, 85, maybe even 95% have a return on net worth less than 1%. Less than 1%. Why? Because it's not taught. It's not stressed. It's not a focused way that we teach young folks to, like, hey, instead of you paying your net worth, why don't you find a way to make your net worth pay you? So return on net worth is passive income divided by net worth, and do it as a percentage. And the larger that number is, the better you're performing financially. As real estate investors, we are all aware of our return on net worth. It's everything we do that drives us. It's everything we do as real estate investors is to grow that return on net worth. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll come back and we'll share more of this concept. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to 4 more classes. I love guys come up to me and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. All right, in the last segment, I was discussing a concept, return on net worth, and it is a concept where your net worth pays you. Whereas the conventional wisdom world in the United States, the paradigm here is that we're all taught from a really young age that we pay our net worth, pay the house off, feed your 401k, feed your IRA. And then when you're 65, you're just going to have just such a huge bag of money. You're going to be able to live forever and travel, and it's going to be just incredible. And I think we all know, not so fast, my friend. So return on net worth, it's the exact opposite. Why don't I get my net worth paying me something? So it's a little different. We put our net worth to work. So I've told you what net worth is. And if you're just now tuning in, you're going to want to go back to that second segment and pick that side up. Let me tell you why it's so important. And I just hinted at why it's so important. And I'm going to do this as a compare and a contrast. Let's just say you save $1 million for retirement and you're now ready to retire. Now, let's not get into a discussion about whether that's enough or not enough. That's a show for another day. And let's not get into a discussion of how hard would it be to save $1 million for retirement. Today's day and age where people are living check to check and the cost of living is outrageous, gas is outrageous, everything that comes in on a truck is outrageous, and it's not getting any better. But let's just say, hey, you did it. Ring the bell. You saved $1 million and you are now ready to retire. Okay? Your financial advisor says you can take 4% out annually to live on. That's a good number that they all use. Some have moved to 3% now. But anyway, we're using their number, their game, their number. Let's use it. So 4% of $1 million is $40,000 a year. That's going to give you about $3,300 per month. Now, the real estate investor, the small angel on my right shoulder is going, hey, Mike, tell them that's pre-tax. Okay, so that's pre-tax. The government's going to take some tax out of that $3,300. But anyway, $3,300. Where is your $1 million at the end of year one? Well, at the end of year one, you have $960,000 because you pulled out your 4%. Okay, I know some of you are screaming, no, because of the market, it may have gone up more than 4% and blah, blah. Look, let's just say the market was flat that year. So you're down 40K. You're now at 960, okay? Does the stock market ever go down? I don't know. Turn on the news tonight. But anyway, I just want you to understand that you're drawing down on your $1 million each and every year. You're drawing it down. You're drawing it down. You're drawing it down. And if you're old, you're putting those funds, because they tell you to put them in more conservative funds. So you're not going to get that big pop, that 4, 10, 12, 15% that you think you are, because you want to protect that. This is how the game's played. Okay, I didn't write the rules. This is how the game's played. Understand that it's the drawdown. Year two, you're going to pull your 4%, right? Because that's what your financial advisor told you. But now you're pulling 4% of 960,000. You only have 38,400. You have less. And if you're counting on the 40 grand, maybe you got used to living with that 3,300 pre-tax number and you really need that 40 grand. Well, if you need 40 grand of 960,000, now you're pulling at 4.2. So you're above that threshold that your financial advisor told you that you could comfortably pull at. And it's only year two and you're pulling 4.2%. So you can see the trend, right? The savings, the $1 million is trending down because you're drawing down on it. And if you're comfortable with $40,000, you're going to go above that threshold to a greater extent each and every year, 4.2%, 4.4%, 4.8%. What at 5? It won't take you long to be at 6. And maybe your cost of living goes up. You need more than 40. Again, a discussion for another day. Let's just stick to our example here. Now, what if you retired 2 years ago with your $1 million, and we are having a market like we're having now, because recessions are natural. Downturns are natural. They are part of the cycle. They do happen. 30% market downturn. You were at 960. Where are you today? You're at $672,000 in your retirement fund. You went from 960 to 672 just because the market changed. So 4% of 672, if you're going to stick to the 4% rule, your way of life is changing quickly, friend. You only have $27,000 if you stick to your 4% rule. So that's well less than that $3,300 a month pre-tax. Again, 27 grand pre-tax. But if you really need the 40 grand, now you're pulling at a rate of 6%. So do you see how this conventional plan of save and retire can quickly become an unmitigated disaster for people? It does. It happens. It happens to more people than you know. Downturns happen. They are natural. Cost of living gets more expensive annually, not less. Now, let's bake in. Let's continue. Real world discussion here. Do medical emergencies happen? Yes, not only to people, but to people's family. And if you're the one that has the $1 million and you have a loved one that you care about immensely, and they don't have $1 million, but they have a medical emergency, are you going to cover for them? You know it. Yes, that's what we do. We take care of each other. So let's bake in some medical issues. Do old people spend a lot of money on medicine? Yes, it gets expensive. So this plan of just having this bag of money and then drawing down on it can easily be dangerous, easily get you into a tight situation. Yet prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, prior to buying that first rental property, that's the exact plan I followed for decades prior to investing in real estate. Work, save for retirement. Work, save for retirement. Work, save for retirement. That's what my own father taught me. That's what corporate America reinforced. That's the plan that is influenced upon us from the time we were young. It's everywhere. Billboards, magazines, sporting event sponsors, TV commercials, Money Magazine, Dave Ramsey, financial websites. That plan is so tired because everybody kicks it around. There's nothing fresh about it. There's nothing new. Nothing. Now for the epiphany. I'm in that financial freedom seminar. What if instead of paying my net worth paid me? Let's go back to that $1 million saved. Instead of putting it in the stock market, we put it into cash flowing real estate. How about that deal I mentioned in the first segment? The one that I've had for 5 years. The one that's paying about $13,500 a year in positive tax-free income. 18% annualized return. This example, if I had taken that $1 million and put it into that deal or several deals similar to that, real estate, cash flowing real estate investments, that would be providing $180,000 a year. 18% annualized of $1 million is 180. Does the million go down in value? Yes or no? No, the million's still in the real estate. It's actually appreciating. Am I paying taxes on that 180? No. The distributions are tax-free. The concept of return on net worth tells us to invest those funds into cash-flowing real estate. Make your net worth work for you. Do you see why that concept, I felt like an anvil was dropped on my head from 100 stories up? We're having some fun today. I just shared the most important concept I ever learned as a real estate investor, taught to me personally by Dale Walmsley, who's out today in Hawaii teaching financial freedom. What else would Dale be doing? Well, I'm sure he is taking a moment to enjoy the lifestyle because, again, that's why we do this. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. But at the same time, his passion, literally teaching others how to buy their life back one chunk at a time, teaching others how to become financially free, teaching others how to retire. And by retire, we mean do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want, on your terms. Thank you to passive income. Thank you to making our net worth work for us instead of us breaking our back and putting in overtime and picking up this other project and having our commission cut and everything else that corporate America does. Instead of us being beholden to corporate America. Our net worth is now beholden to us. How can you learn more about this? Well, I suggest, if this sounds intriguing to you or something that you would like to look at, we do have a workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You can find that online. There's several different dates and times. It's interactive. Ask questions. If you got a question right now that you're thinking of, write it down. And then when you're in the workshop, ask that question. Now, the workshop's going to tell you just what it is we do as real estate investors with our single family properties, with our multifamily properties, the principles we use to run our business, and it is a business. And if you want to join and go to that financial freedom seminar that I've spent a big chunk of the day talking about today, you can do that at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. What's the cost? Well, retail is $740. However, if you use the promo code I'm about to give you now, Save Big, SAVEBIG, all capital letters, no spaces, it will drop that price to $297. You do that, you will be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You can now attend that 16-hour, two-day financial freedom seminar, or you can pick it up online. I suggest doing it both ways. I suggest doing it several times. I'm going to take it the fifth time this August. Now, I want you to think for a second that I know there's a lot of you that listen to this show. I listened to this show for 2 years before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm speaking to those people out there that aren't necessarily members. You've heard of us, or maybe you've just now heard of us. Maybe you are a real estate investor. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're thinking about it. But do any of you think that as real estate investors, boy, we must have all just showed up with a ton of money and then began our real estate investing? That's just not true. I mean, have some people done that? Yeah, we've had some people come in and they go, I'm ready to go. And they've got a stack and they change their life immediately. But most of us are just ordinary, everyday, hardworking, salt of the earth people. 85, maybe 90% of us prior to Lifestyles Unlimited had zero real estate experience, zero. So that's how successful we are. We can take someone with zero experience. You're just following a plan and you can easily become a real estate investor. But where I'm going is there's just so many walks of life here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're a networking group, but I know teachers, accountants, architects, doctors, dentists, veterinarians, truck drivers, roofers, plumbers, entrepreneurs. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, retirees. It's never too late to start. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military. I know a mailman. I know a milkman. And the milkman I know is incredibly successful. Him and his wife are an investment team here at Lifestyles Unlimited. There's a lot of financial advisors, analysts, people that came over from the Wall Street world. Isn't that ironic? Think about that for a second. I don't know any real estate investors that have gone back to Wall Street, not to say that there aren't some folks there that are dabbling in it, but once they understand the speculation side of it, I really don't know any that have just gone whole hog and said, I'm done with real estate, back to Wall Street. I hadn't seen that, but I have seen the I'm done with Wall Street and I'm coming to Main Street. Real estate investors that have been financial analysts and financial advisors. I have a friend that's a member that is a world champion bull rider. Talk about all walks of life. I mean, that's just pretty amazing. You think about it and you're like, so what'd you do? I was a world champion bull rider, and he looks like a world champion bull rider. Engineers. My gosh, we have a ton of engineers, and the engineers are really good at real estate investing. Why is that? I'm no engineer. My father was an engineer. Engineers look at a process and they like processes. This is the process. We duplicate the process, and when performed within these means, the process is successful. And then engineers are always trying to, how can we make this process better? How can we make it smoother? And then they rinse and repeat and duplicate. Everything we analyze is a mathematical equation. It's not, we don't go out and go, That's a cute house. I love that neighborhood, or look at what's next door. It all starts with math. You may get a place where you love the neighborhood. You may get a place where it's a cute house. Most of them are not cute, I will tell you, just starting out. You may get that, but you start with math. Math gives you the answer you need. It takes the emotion out of the process. Input this, input that. What's the market rent? How much rehab's needed? Calculate. Wham, good deal or no good deal? And good deal, then, hey, let's take step two. Let's go take a look at this property. Or let's send a note to the realtor or the wholesaler or whoever has essentially the process of purchasing that property. Let's get a note. Hey, like the property, I'm ready to go. But can you tell? I've had a great time filling in for Dale these last 2 days. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day, and we'll catch you on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.